This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So three of America's friends got together, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, yeah, got together and had a meeting, and they were caught on open mic where both Putin and Ping, by the way, was wearing his Communist Party workers' gray jacket, you know, his uniform.
Yep.
Got a net worth of $700 million, but you got to dress the part, I guess, just to keep it real. Both of them are 72. They were talking about lifespan, caught on an open mic, saying that maybe that when you're 70, you're a child, predicted by the end of the century, humans could potentially live up to 150 years and immortality and all that kind of stuff. I don't plan on going anywhere. Do you?
I don't know. That's not my decision to make.
Yeah. I think I was plotting some numbers with my parents and aunts and uncles and so forth, and I think I'll live to be about 123 and a half.
I don't know. If I get to 70, 75, I'll be all right.
Yeah, age a little bit. Let me know how you feel about that.
Tell me
in 20 years, let me know how you feel about that 70 number. 8:11, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about St. Tammany Parish. We'll start with Joe Impostato, a St. Parish Tammany Parish Council member, about some recommendations that are coming forward about the council having more power or maybe not, and also about reducing size of the council. A lot of stuff going on in St. Tammany. I know a lot of our audience listens there. Stay tuned. We'll be back on WWL. I'm going to talk, too. I'm going to go in there, too. Why not? Everybody else is talking. I'm going to get in there, too. 8:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You got to have a little bit of fun, right? Thursday, September 14th. We're going to talk about what's going on in St. Tammany Parish Council with first Joe Impostato, then president of St. Tammany Parish, Mike Cooper. Joe Impostato joins us now, St. Tammany Parish Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Mr. Tucker. How you doing?
Tommy, please. I'm sorry we didn't have you turned up. You could have joined in the fracas.
I'm sorry, too.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about, first of all, I want to talk about the police jury form of government, which is, I didn't realize that St. Tammany Parish, a lot has happened since 2000, right? So I didn't realize that this St. Tammany Parish didn't have a president until 2000, and it was a police jury style system. Explain what that is, please.
Well, it's just a system that I think it's designed for more of a rural parish. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of agencies that are supported by districts. The police juror more functions and runs their council district or their police jury district to serve the constituency.
They're got nothing to do at all with criminal cases or trials or courts or anything else. They just call it that. So how is it different than, like, the city council running things or parish council?
Currently, we have a council president form of government, and you have where the power is more biased towards parish president. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have a separation of powers. You have a legislative branch, and you have an administrative branch that handles the major functions of parish government as far as your ditch digging, your public work services, your sewage, your water, a little bit of that we do have and run. And just in your engineering, your capital projects, you know, all the day-to-day operations of parish government.
So tell me about the Home Rule Charter Review Committee and how that came about. Is that a standing committee, or does it come up every now and then, or was it called into existence?
It comes up about every 10 years, and what you want to do is you put together a committee of both some council members and administration. We also included the district attorney on ours and several stakeholders and community leaders or community people on the committee to go through the charter and to review it and see what aspects could be improved and could be modernized just to try to do a better job to serve the people of St. Tammany Parish.
So what did you guys come up with?
Well, we have several different changes. You know, we want to look at possibly balancing the power a little bit better so that council members can be a little more influential in parish government and can do a better job of serving their constituents. I'm trying to look at some other things. We're looking at the potential of changing the size of the council is another big thing we are looking at, which I think is really important, having an office of inspector general to help us be more efficient with parish tax dollars and to oversee a lot of the agencies throughout the parish, but we're still working through that. There's some Stephanie Peralta, our representative, sponsored some legislation, and she has to update it a little bit more so we can cast a bigger net over more agencies throughout the parish.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please, go ahead, Joe.
There's several little things that we're working on.
Like what else?
Another one of the things is the council would like to have the ability to, with a supermajority, which would be 10 votes, to remove directors that work for parish government. I think that's important. Hold on, I'm going through it. The council would also like to have the ability, which I think is a big one, Tommy, is to go into contracts their own. So if we have a contract related, we need a professional service specific to creating an ordinance. We would like to be able to go into that contract without having to go through the administration. And to me, that would make us a lot more efficient. Like, the administration works with us on those things, and we have a great working relationship, but we want to be faster and more efficient and just really be able to get more things done. Answer our constituents better.
Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll do a case study. Say, give me something that the parish would contract out.
Okay.
Give me one.
Oh, now?
Yeah, just one.
Engineering
anything.
Services?
Engineering. Okay, let's take engineering services.
The audits that we do through the council office. We're looking at a garbage study right now.
We'll do those too, all right? And we'll see when we come back. We'll go through a case study of what it looks like now and what it would look like then. We're talking to Joe Impastato, St. Tammany Parish Council member, about the Home Rule Charter Review Committee and some of their recommendations. Next half hour, we'll talk to President of St. Tammany Parish, Mike Cooper, about that. Again, it surprised me that St. Tammany had a police jury system of government before 2000, and a lot has happened, of course, obviously, since 2000. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. A25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Joe Impastato, St. Tammany Parish Council member, talking about some of the changes recommended by the 11-person Home Rule Charter Review, which includes Mike Cooper, Parish President, whom we'll talk to in the next half hour, some council members and other civic leaders. Joe, I presume you're on that Home Rule Charter Review Committee.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm a member of the committee.
All right, so let's talk about service. Let's say garbage services. Times for a garbage contract. What would it look like with the changes, and what does it look like now?
Well, the example was, so we initiated the request to do a garbage study because we want to go into a sole providership or several providership garbage service to eliminate redundancy, to save costs, and to eliminate destruction to our streets, you know, because we have so many different garbage providers. So currently, we have to channel that through the administration. Through the charter, what we'd like to do is be able to do it directly without having to go through the administration. I mean, that's one example. There's several other council members that have initiatives they'd like
to
do.
So what would that, and I'm not for it or against it, I live in Plaquemines Parish, so what would that accomplish by having it not go through the parish president?
It'd be faster.
Okay. Is that a problem now, or was this whole thing started by one specific contract or incident? I'm just curious about the genesis for all of this.
No, it's not necessarily a problem. It would be faster, you know. So we want to serve our constituents and be more efficient and get things done at a faster pace. You know, I think this would enable us to do that. That's one example. There's several, but, you know, you have 4 years to get things done, the way I look at it. You're not running for 12 years. I mean, it's a four-year term. Things take a long time. For an example, this garbage initiative started, March of 2004. We're still waiting on the study. Not a problem. It's not the fault of the administration. I think if the structure was a little bit different, it would have been.
Since March, you win?
2024.
Oh, 24. Okay. I thought you said 2004. I was going to say, that's a long time.
That'd be really slow. No, yeah. Not that
slow. And a lot of different presidents and everything else. So, okay. So I guess what I'm asking is, is it broken and you're trying to fix it, or is it working okay and you're just trying to improve it?
It's working okay and we're just trying to improve it.
Okay.
It would make it faster. The council members want to be able to do a better job to serve their constituency. And this is the kind of thing that would make us faster and more efficient.
So what would you say, Joe, in a couple of minutes we have left here, to those that say, well, all you're doing is bringing it back to a police jury style of government in St. Tammany Parish, and in essence, you're weakening the parish president?
No, not at all. I mean, currently, we really kind of have a police jury 2.0. You know, I think this is modernizing it a little bit more. If you look at us trying to be more efficient, doing more consolidation, we need to do more of that. The council wants to be involved in more of that. They want to help government move faster. So this isn't bringing anything backwards at all.
Tell me about changing the size of the council. Would that involve redrawing districts? How would you do that?
If it's something that the council, so it goes from the committee to the parish council, and mm-hmm. the council decides if it gets on a proposition to the public. If, in fact, it would happen and the people would support it, then yes, you'd have to redraw the districts. There's several different versions. I'm not advocating reducing it or keeping it the same. What I'm in favor of, coming up with a program and allowing the people to vote for it.
Politically, pragmatically speaking, that you would be asking people on a council to approve a measure that would, in essence, do away with some of their jobs, right?
Absolutely. Okay. That's why I think it's important that the council doesn't exclusively make that decision. It's a decision that needs to be made by the electorate. They need to look at options and see, you know, there's pros and cons to both, right? A reduced council has pros, and the existing council size also has pros. So I think people need to look at, understand both options, and make a decision on what they think is best for St. Tammany Parish. And as a council member, we need to serve within that structure.
Thank you, Joe.
It's not a decision that the council should make.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to Mike Cooper, get his side of it when we come back. High school football fans, get ready. Week 1, Friday Night Lights, the most comprehensive high school football show in America, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. In Ian Ozan, Coach Lou Valden, with whom I went to high school, tomorrow, every Friday night at 7, they'll have prep reporters stationed at key games in the metro area, and it really does put those Friday Night Lights on the radio. It's the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, tomorrow, every Friday night, 7 to 10:30, only on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WL and the free Odyssey app right now. Time for WL First News. 8:55, Tommy Tucker, WL. Apologies to Coop, Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. A little technical glitch there. We weren't able to get him on, but we can now. How you doing, Coop?
Good morning, Tommy. Glad to be on.
I don't know if you're listening or not, if you heard what Joe Impostato had to say about the Home Rule Charter Review Committee. Your thoughts on it?
I did not listen. I was in an earlier ribbon cutting, and
did you have the big giant scissors?
Yes, we did.
Where do you get those?
North Shore Food Bank is adding another box truck to serve the east side of the parish.
Awesome.
To serve Slidell.
Awesome. Tell me about your thoughts with the Home Rule Charter Review.
Certainly, Tommy. Thank you. Joe and I both sit on the same committee. He serves as council chairman now, of course, leading a 14-member parish council. And I think when the committee was formed by the council, what the public was calling for was particularly to look at the size of the council. It's a 14-member council now, and questions have come up. Sessions have been held to discuss, is the council too large? Should it have at-large members or smaller single-member districts, smaller number? And that's one of the big concerns that has been discussed. I don't believe a recommendation has not come out yet regarding the size of the council and what it will recommend to the parish council to put on the ballot. I think there are some 20 recommendations that are being considered now to be sent to the parish council to consider putting on the a ballot sometime soon. But I think we should limit the number of important matters on the ballot that will give the public an opportunity to vote on what's important to the parish, not to the legislative branch, not to the administrative branch or the executive branch, but what's best for the parish public. And I think they're looking for to vote on the size of the council and to keep the executive powers with the parish president and the legislative powers in authority with the parish council.
So overall, there are some things in there that you support and some things you don't?
Well, some of the changes are over and above addressing the legal department and the size of parish government council. There are other things that are giving the parish council, if approved, more authority to fire directors after they're confirmed by a parish president appointment, to have to approve appointments by the parish president on boards and commissions, and just have more supervision over parish employees. And that is not how the charter was written. That's not how state government is run. That's not how
it seems like on the surface of it, Mike, what you just described is one guy having two bosses. Yes?
Well, that's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And actually, 15 bosses.
15
you
bosses.
Have a parish president and 14 parish councilmen.
Okay.
And look, I'm on the committee. We look forward to putting out recommendations that the public will engage. That's what's going to determine the validity of this advisory committee that's been meeting since January. We want the public to be able to determine what are the pressing issues so that we can continue working on what our big challenges are here in St. Tammany Parish.
Mike, we only have 20 seconds. Joe Impostato said there really wasn't a problem with contracts, that he just thought this would make things work better. Is that specifically a solution looking for a problem?
No, he had half of that right. There is no problem at this time. It would actually take longer if they had to approve every contract was out. They approved the budget. They approved land use and zoning. I don't want legislative powers. I don't think the parish president should have legislative powers. I don't think the parish council should have executive and administrative authority.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Sorry about a little technical glitch. We're going to take a break and back talk to Jeff Asher. Crunch the numbers on crime in New Orleans and see if it really is that much of a problem. We'll be back. WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.